So allow now the mind to realize that it is attending to the nostrils and to the base of the nose, to the space below, and the two lips touching. And you are aware of the feelings here, of the sensations, which are vibrations of warmth, or they are similar to growling of ants, perhaps. And maybe they are nothing, and then still that nothing is the object of attention. Mm-hmm. Now let us see these feelings. They can be recognized as pleasant or as unpleasant, or just between the two. Not pleasant and not unpleasant. Neutral. Mm-hmm. Now please see whether there is a breath coming in this moment or out. And realize what we talked about. Doesn't stay long, it changes. Notice this. Changing, coming in and going out. And if you look into the feelings now, they have the same quality, changing all the time. Change is what we want to experience. We don't need to want, it is there. And if you notice in the background, your thoughts, they also change constantly. Even your attention changes. Now be very relaxed in your sitting. And be very friendly to yourself. Not straining. Now take the attention from this domain of the nose now and place it on top of the head. Let it spread all over the surface of the head, through the hair, into the roots of the hair, into the skin and into the bone of the skull and underneath. And if you can't do that, just stay and know your attention is here. Maybe you feel skin or bone or hair. Or the weight from above. See whether it is pleasant or unpleasant, or neutral. And feel the vibrations. Watch the change. And the same now all around the upper head, below the top of the head, above the ears, in the back of the head, go around all over the forehead. Don't strain, sit nicely in your show, in your base, on your bottom. Sit flat on the floor and trusting. Notice your upper head on and around and inside. Then we take notice of the area below the forehead, there where the eyes are. See whether you are sensing the eyes in their aliveness. On and underneath and inside, deep inside the head. Then let the attention spread over the cheeks below the eyes, over the cheeks and further down with the sides of the face and over the jaw bones and chin. Notice the skins and the feelings. Notice it underneath. Notice all life feelings here changing and sensing. Don't make too much a striving effort. Just if you don't feel any, then just stay with your attention in that area which is given and observe no feelings. You just know of the skin, the bone structures here, and the place. Now let our attention flow from the sides of the face over to the ears, to the sides of the head. Notice the ears in their form, kind of oval round form, above, below, behind, and deep inside, where they are giving the way free for inside the head. Notice that your attention is here and your mind is collected and observing. In the ears, and please let it wake up to the space between the ears, across the head. Notice. It's a kind of listening into your living organism, where it is pulsating and feeling and sensing. And now we become aware of the head in the back, all over the skull. Be aware of that space, the skin, stretched over the skull bone and underneath. See how, whether you sense vitality in its change. It is my own life which I observe. How could I not be friendly to it? Let it breathe. And live. Now, where the head connects with the neck, be aware, all around and inside, in the throat. Those who feel they are losing attention, please repeat the word of the area where we are, throat, head connecting with neck. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that your attention is here. Notice whether you feel sensations or pulsation, vibration of this living area inside and outside, and also the place underneath the chin. And if you penetrate through, you feel that it becomes the base for the tongue. Notice that too. Now we are opening our attention to the entire neck, all around the enveloping skin and inside. Notice the center of it. That's where the channel of the air pipe is. I think you should get up a little bit there, that helps you understand. And listen, follow over. You want to stand up? Okay. Inside the neck, outside. Notice all changes. Not a second it is the same. Feeling of my vital life. Notice it in the front, at the sides, and in the back, along the spine structure, the vertebrae bones. See whether you can attend and observe that vertebrae, which is the last one connecting to the head. Let the weight of the head really be carried by it. See whether you notice inside this vertebrae feelings of life, pulsating, vibrating, warm feelings, maybe tense or painful feeling. As it is, please accept and observe. Then the next vertebrae. See where you think it is, and that's where you direct your attention. Be strong and loving to yourself, and don't take serious the thoughts which come in. Feel now the next vertebrae. Notice a change in the feeling. And see yourself as a witness. You're witnessing your precious life. And the next. And so we go all the way down along the spine. We take the next, and that would be about the one which is the first one of the back. A very important vertebrae, full of life and strength. Feel it and observe the feeling. Then we take the next. And we come into the area between the two shoulder blades. And then the next. See how your attention is holding the object or the feeling of the vertebrae, or whether you are thinking too much. Then you probably squeeze too much your lips, too tight your shoulders. So, see how you sit now, and we make in the beginning continue with the next vertebrae. And going toward the waistline. Very subtle are the sensations here for most. You feel not very much. That does not matter. Allow only your attention to be here, where you think the vertebrae is. Notice a little bit to both sides of the vertebrae. Then the next. in you, directing your attention down ways the spine. We might now be below the waistline. The vertebrae in the low back, where it hurts so much, so often. Feel it. Observe the change of the feeling, whether pain or pleasant feeling or neutral feeling. We're just observing as it is. We are all now going through the low back or the lumbar vertebrae. Allow your sitting to fall into that. See whether you really feel there where your attention is directed and whether you hold attention here throughout the lumbar vertebrae. Lots of vibration here, maybe pulsation, warmth sensation. And then notice the tailbones, the last ones of the spine. Now, in one flash, move with your attention from the tailbones all the way up the spine to its last vertebrae. Notice its strength holding you and its feelings constantly changing. Then let us become aware of the entire space of the neck in the back, to both sides of the spine bones. You must be very, very alert in order to sense and to hold attention to this subtle form of your life. Notice little prickling feeling, the warmth feeling. Maybe feelings of pulsation, or like waves moving through. It is all energy, which is in constant movement. Little parts of our substance moving. And I feel it. Let us be aware now of the area below the neck, the upper back, including the shoulder blades. And also below the shoulder blades, down to the waistline. Let your attention be here and notice life, aliveness. You can take first one side and then the other, and then both together, or move from the beginning over two, both or both sides at the same time. Also pay attention to the skin, the feelings in the skin. Sometimes it becomes clearer when you think of the clothes which touch it. Now, this part forms the one wall, the back wall of our upper body. Now let us look at its front. Below the neck, down waist, we may first become aware of the chest bone in the center. Then notice everything of life and vitality in the left side. Notice perhaps the feelings coming from the ribs or being in the skin, or maybe deeper inside where the organs are. Just listen into the rhythm here of life, into the feelings. How they change and move and are not kind of solid or static. It feels very unsolid. Now we look at the other side, the right one, which houses the bigger lung. Notice the skins and their bones, the ribs connecting to the chest bone. Perhaps we can notice any feeling or vibration deeper below, inside. Perhaps now see whether you can observe and sense that entire chest as one piece, as one domain. See whether you can allow it to live and to sense by itself. Be aware of this, the skins and the bones as a wall, over all the inner organs and see the opposite wall in the back. You have a voluminous domain here as an extension. Now let us become aware of the area below the chest bone. We call it the sun, solar plexus, or the sun domain. See where its center is, and how deep you sense the center, and then the entire domain around. You might notice pulsations or constricted feeling, or some feelings of warmth or vibration. It is a very good a place to notice breathing and your life rhythm. Your mind observing your bodily energies. That moment you do it is a great harmony in you, because the thoughts also come to quiet. Notice this. We continue noticing the changing aspect of our body below the diaphragm. And there's the area which where we find the stomach, and all channels from here to the intestines. That's a very vital area. Feel where you think is your stomach, inside and outside. Let the light of your attention penetrate and make it calm. Observe the subtle feelings here, how they change, like everything in this world changing. But you yourself can notice it. Notice it through the skins, or in the skins, throughout that wall of muscles, and penetrate deep inside, all the way to the opposite in the back. This is the center of your trunk. Can you notice the feeling in the skins of the belly wall, in the skins, in the tissues of this area? K keep attention and let not your mind get tired. I see some raising their hands and making short stretch, which is okay that moment. You might refresh. You need an alert mind. Now we allow attention to the space below the stomach, where the navel is, the belly button. Notice its place. Notice its feelings. How deep do we feel in the belly button, all around and all across the wall of the belly? It is very difficult to sense here, but if you speak the word, it finally will lead you to that area, belly button. Yeah, where is it? Belly button. Yes, it is in the center of my lower belly, my lower trunk. Then let us become now aware of the next area below the belly button, the abdominal domain. See how it extends all across this low part of the belly or trunk. Notice the left side, notice the right side. Underneath the skin and the walls of muscles, there are lots of vital organs. Notice how they burn in themselves up, how they live. And we can notice it through the feelings, like feelings of warmth, of vibration, of tingling, maybe of contraction and pain. Let loose, relax into your sitting from your shoulders on through the body. Yes. Let this lower part, this abdominal domain, carry it. Receive the weight. Notice it again, all over the, through the skins and inside. Pulsating. Notice it where it gives, where it ends, at their side, toward the thighs. Notice the domain of your genitals. Pure feeling. Observe. As the feeling is, not with any idea, very truthful, we experiencing our body, vibration, feeling, pain, tingling, pulsation. And now, see how deep you sense it. And if we continue sensing inside all the way through, we come to the area of the small back and notice it. That's the area which holds us up and is strained. Maybe there is a feeling of pain in the left side or in the right side through the skins or tissues or through the vertebrae. Notice your attention, whether it is really directed here. Notice the thoughts, the background. Let them move by like clouds on the sky. Be concentrated in the feelings of your small back. Around your hips too. Imagine they grow into big balls here. See whether that can stimulate your attention. Notice all feelings here. They will be weak perhaps or stronger, and maybe there's nothing. Then you stay with your attention. Observe no feelings. And that will change too. Now from the hips, you move over downwards, over this big round or mass of flesh and tissues, of liquid and solid, which sits on the floor. We call it the buttocks. Relax into it. Let it sit you. Notice the subtle vibrations or feelings inside and those which come from the pressure of your weight upon the floor. Notice carefully and alertly. Know that your attention is here, all over your buttocks. We recognize there are two halves. And feel in under your attentiveness what life is doing here, letting you know. Then from here, this mass gives way to the thigh, to that whole distance toward the knee on the left and on the right. Notice the enveloping skin. And perhaps what is felt can be felt underneath. And in the center there is a very heavy, strong bone which ends in a neck, little neck and head, and fits into the feelings, sensations within this area between the buttocks and the knee, and allow it to give itself more to the floor and to sitting and contacting the floor beneath. Then watch the life here. In the same way, we do it on the other side, in the other thigh. See how that space or place where it becomes, or where it leaves the buttocks, and suddenly it extends and ends in the knee. It's not far, you see. Both thighs together. And make your mind firm. Don't let it run you, push you. Be impatient. Be strong and accepting your own life now. Within this area, all feelings. Now within the two knees. Let the knees feel, and you just sense the pulsating feelings of warmth throughout the skin, enveloping skin, this the kneecap and that joint. Make effort again to be attentive and alert. Be master of the mind, which wants to run you, which wants to push you. Make a deep breath, relax into sitting, and now attention flows over the two legs. Let this place, let this space become aware in your mind of the skins and the bones and the tissues which feel. It's all energy actually, and you sense it
you really don't feel a bone, or you cannot experience a bone, only through the feeling. Very interesting phenomenon. Notice this extension from the knees ending in the ankle joint. Hold the tension in the ankle joint. Think of how important they are for walking. Notice this joint. Lift left and right side. How it presses on the floor or where it pains. And look again and see that it changes. It's very, very difficult to hold on. And now when we are aware of these two areas, the ankles, then let your attention flow over the heels into the entire foot on the left and right side. Feel the area where the foot gives way to the toes. Very important area. You need this area to walk, to touch the floor. See how it feels now. Vibrations. Tingling, maybe pulsating, is it throughout the soles or more on top or in that arch? See whether you can allow inside and throughout the entire foot. Once again, see whether you can allow throughout the entire foot its own feeling, its own sensation, its own life, left and right. And there where the feet press and are in contact with each other or with the floor, there is a special feeling, pressure feeling. Notice it, that it too changes. Our attention changes too, you have noticed. Notice your own will, your own effort to hold through, not to break up. And allow the attention now to flow into the two big toes. Stand up, Karina, darling, when it is ready, and lean against the wall. Just quietly walk out. Go out. Yeah, very quiet. And allow your attention to watch the feelings within the two toes. Big toes, and its roots too. And throughout the next two toes. And notice the very tip of the toes. And the next pair. Just notice if there is no feeling. You still know you are here with your attention. And notice the next pair. And the next. Now all toes all together. All fingers of the hands together. We haven't gone through the arms and hands, but we will do that in another time. But just notice, as we notice the toes, we notice the fingers touching each other and the twined, I see. Or singly resting. Notice their aliveness, pulsating and changing. Notice for a flash your arms from the hands backwards. Through the joints and elbows to the shoulder joints. Arms, all energy changing and moving. We cannot touch that. We can't even see it. But it is a very deep, deep layer of my existence, not visible for anybody, not even for me. But I can sense it. In fact, that is me, what there changes and feels. Notice the top of your head once again. The center, the very center. And like a flashlight from here, your attention flows over your body all the way down and notices the outside and the inside all together. Whatever you notice. It is life, it is what you call you, and what is there vibrating and changing, like all things in the entire universe. They come to live, and they live, and they change. And they go out of living. A new life comes. And we are in this process. A very beautiful thing to experience it and to know of it. What I really are. On a deeper level. Energy changing, not solid matter.
Let it breathe out. Let it come to sitting. And accept, let us all accept ourselves as we are, in our body and in our minds now, with our attention and with all our feelings. My teacher, when he did do this guiding through the body, closed with a nice chanting, he recited words of the Buddha, which I like to do that too now. It says that we, what I already said to you in the Pali words, very short. You may hum it with you, with me. Sarve Sankhara Anicchati Yadapanya Yapasati Atani Vendati Du Esamago Visudhya. So dear friends, now you go out and walk or find a sunny place and rest and lie down or walk, but don't go in your room. Go out to the beautiful sunshine. You were very brave. It was an hour and a quarter. Usually it's longer. I was short. And even if you think you could not follow everything, doesn't matter. But you were with us and you were trying. Find a sunny place and rest and lie down or walk. But don't go in your room. Go out to the beautiful sunshine. You were very brave. It was an hour and a quarter. Usually it's longer. I was short. And even if you think you could not follow everything, doesn't matter. But you were with us and you were trying. Anybody wants to say something to us? Pardon?
I like this one. I was rather sad when I started.
Good. Very good. The experience of our being always helps us. So, now please do that. Rest, lie down, find a sunny place, or sit on a log or walk in the fresh air of the morning and the beautiful sunshine. Sunday morning. Stretch, whatever you like to do. In half an hour, the bell is ringing. Axel, will you please take care of